The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is, hopefully for you, a fantastic Friday, a happy Friday, and that you've had something today that was good for you. Good for you and good for yours. And if it hasn't happened, just means it just hasn't happened yet. So as we head to the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday, lots going on around Lincoln and in the Husker Nation this weekend. I hope that you have your tickets for tomorrow's wrestling match against Minnesota, and you get to see the best wrestler in the country. And I don't think that there's anybody that can argue that that is a true statement. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Husker basketball, men's and women's. We'll talk about NIL and some of what's going on. And, of course, you've got a big game tonight between two logoed programs, players of great legend. Tonight is a legend game where somebody gets to stamp themselves as unique and authentic in a very unique year of college football. And then to set up a weekend, wild card weekend in the NFL. And there's just a ton of things in play. So I'll try not to be obnoxious about Washington. If you're a Bucks fan, I'll apologize in advance.
How many Bucks fans do you know?
Oh, I know a ton. I know a ton.
I know one. It's my father.
No, I know a ton. I had a roommate that was a Bucks fan. Actually, I had two roommates in different cities that were Bucks fans, and neither of those cities were Tampa. so we found great interest in that. Like, why would you do that to yourself? There was all sorts of torture and things in play. But that's kind of the deal that I'd like to – a part of that today is to kind of identify who fans are. Like, of the teams that are playing tomorrow, who are their fans?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that as well. Again, you can follow – on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. If you want to be a part of this, jump on the Starter Hammer text line, 402-464-5685. Yes, would love to hear from you. Hit us with a what's up because it's Friday and we deserve it. You deserve it. Let's meet in the middle and have some conversations. But first, Austin, if you would please let them know about the Mercado.
Oh, gladly. The Mercado is one of the places that if it's not on your monthly shopping list, or more frequently, definitely should be. Every type of meat, every type of cut, even in the winter, they come through. You can get creative cooking inside your house instead of out on the grill. Got a few Lincoln locations as well as one up in Omaha. They are all over the city of Lincoln, mostly on the east side, a little bit down south, 84th and Havelock. You got 84th and Pioneers. You got 30th and Yankee Hill as well in Lincoln, 162nd and Maple up in Omaha. Check them out. They're our great friends. And don't forget, every Friday starting at 11 at that 84th and Havelock location, Fired Up Fridays.
Go get it. Go get into it. Get into it. Get into it because you can. We are also making smiles, and you will have today, the rest of business today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday to pick up said prize. We are going to offer some goodies from Beatrice Bakery there. Remind me, is it the Southern Pecan Cake that we have? The Southern Pecan and Bourbon?
So. I believe so. I can go grab it. It's right outside.
Yeah, there's a wonderful cake. So there's a couple things we want to offer in the course of this next 2 hours. One, there is a lemon drop cake. There's a strawberry daiquiri cake from Beatrice Bakery. And then there's this wonderful new addition that they just start making. And I thought, in keeping it simple, but it is such a wonderful brand. Yeah. Austin went and made the run to go and see what this was. But what does it say on the label for this fine specimen? It
says Grandma's Bake Shop Southern Bourbon Pecan Cake. 24 ounces. It is hefty. It is dense. It is rich. And let me tell you, it is worth it.
Southern Bourbon Pecan.
16 servings? Nah.
For non-farmers, yeah. I think 12. How many ounces?
24.
Yeah.
Serving size 12. 1.5 ounces. You won't be able to stop
that. Isn't that the standard that there is no serving in America that we will appreciate, respect, or acknowledge that's less than 2 ounces?
No.
Right? Because they will say, you know, serving size for some chicken breast steak, you know, 4 to 6, 4 to 8 ounces.
Come on.
2 ounces. If you offer me 2 ounces of everything, I really think you're being disrespectful.
That part.
Like, I think you're being disrespectful on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I've ever had a piece of cake that was 2 ounces. Ever.
Yeah, why?
Ever.
Why did you do that yourself?
Cake or pie? Am I, or like, what's the minimum number for a respectful piece of pie or cake?
Not 2 ounces. I don't know.
Text line, what is the standard? For standard cake size, respectable cake size. And what is your personal range? Because so Austin, looking at that cake, 24 ounces, and you get to cut it in Austin Orman size. How many ounces, how many slices of the 8?
I think you cut it into 8.
6? 8 slices?
So if I look at like my family, right, I've got mom, dad, 2 brothers, wife, and me.
So obviously, 6 is the general cut anyway.
Right. Probably.
Right.
Maybe you could cut this into 8. You could talk me into cutting it into 8, but I'm not just stopping at 1 slice if I cut it into 8.
Bigger question. That is a round cake.
It is a round
cake. That is a round cake. What is the protocol to cut that cake? Are you cutting size specific? Or do you cut it in half and then cut it into slice specific? What's the Orman household protocol for a round? So it's a round pound cake, round chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. Do you cut it in half and then slice? Or are you a slicer and you get what you get?
We are a family that asks how much you think it, and then you eyeball it. That's how we do it, because my slice is not the same as my mom's slice. It shouldn't be.
Well, your mom has constantly, since your birth, made concessions for you in her slice.
She has.
Your mom, since you were born, your mother has never sliced anything the way she sliced it before you. Before you existed. Every mom out there in the car is nodding their head right now because they've never, their college sorority mom sliced cake different. than mom of 2 mom.
Mm-hmm.
They're never the same again.
Fair enough.
They're never the same again. So
no, we go proportional.
Half then proportion or proportion.
Well, eyeball it, right? How much do I think I want? What looks good to me? Kind of first come, first serve. But the difference then is if it's not a round cake, if it's bars, something like that, that's in a pan, then it's you cut it in your thirds and then keep going down the line.
Okay, so I get in these moods and I've had...
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Let me just be clear to say, I'm in a different place today than I had planned to be. I just got some news. I lost my aunt just a few hours ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And I'm a little bit, but I want to tribute her because she had the greatest laugh I've ever heard. And she loved this as loud and as hard as any woman that I've ever known. And she taught me a lot about sports, took me to my first Mets game. Right. I would spend my summers in New Jersey.
That Willie Mays finished with the Mets. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, no, that there's a whole list to the ones that y'all forgot yesterday. I was disappointed in the list, quite frankly.
Well, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm old head, but yeah, like it's a thing. So I think it's a thing that can, I'm going to ask you to make one more run and tell me how many of those delicious round Southern bourbon pecan cakes are in that box, because I want to make people smile today. I'm going to put this, I'm going to put these out. You can simply, and if you haven't had this cake, or if you have not had a cake from Beatrice Bakery, this is a wonderful introduction to the world of yum. That's the tag for Beatrice Bakery is welcome to our world of yum. And there are so many incredible delights, but this was a box that was dropped off. Austin is running back and forth trying to let me know how many of these delicious delectables we can give away. How many? What's the number?
We got this one in studio and four more, bringing us to a total of five.
Okay. So in this segment, just for this segment, you can tell me that you simply must have and read the Southern
Bourbon
Pecan Cake.
And it is pecan, not pecan.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Listen, those are fighting words. Those are fighting words from folks, because you have to understand that different regions of the country own possession of said word. And pecan, sir. But those words belong together. Because if you tell me that you're... If you're just eating the nut itself and you said pecan, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But if you are consuming in large volume in another item, if that has been combined in any other way with any other thing, sir, pecan. So if you want said cake, text in 402-464-5685. And this first cake is yours. Now, I'm going to tell you, we're going to give away five cakes. Hmm. We have six segments, give away five cakes. So tell me on the text line, and it starts now. Now. So you can text in and let us know that you would like said cake, and it will be left here at 93.7 The Ticket. You have to come by and get it. And we will hold it until Monday, because I know Monday at lunch, Big B, you got there first. Big B got there first. Mm. Well done. So text in your, a name that we can leave it under.
Government name.
Yeah, you know, you need a government name to do that. And we will give away more of those cakes over the course of this 2 hours.
That's
and
four
we
more to go.
Yeah, we have four more to go. And I'll say this. You ready? And they should know by now to be sharp and be prepared. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, mm-hmm. right? This is a franchise that I've known, and a lot of Bucs fans either came in pre-Brady, post-Brady. You are either pre-Brady Bucs fan or post-Brady Bucs fan. Here's the question. For cake number two, name the first player drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Ever. Ever, 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 ever. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you got to get it right. You can't give me a close. Shame on you. Say that it's about, listen. Yeah. The name. Yeah. Okay. Pecan pie. You almost got in trouble. And you should get one of these pies if that's going to be your name on our text line. Yes, in fact, it was. And then, you know, it should have been bonus points for this one. Austin, tell me why I should give bonus points for the first name of said player. Why should I give a bonus point, a bonus cake for the first name of said player?
I feel like I should know this, but I'm not picking up what you're putting down, DP.
Because the legend was of the incredible Selman brothers.
Yeah.
There was Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were a Bucks fan or a Sooners fan, you identified them as Dewey and Louie, the Selman brothers.
Mm.
So Leroy was the first pick.
Indeed.
But if you, right? So if you did, who was the first one in there? 4661? Put it in as Leroy.
Pecan Pie.
He got the first one.
Then, yes, 46, but he spelled it wrong.
He actually.
So.
You have to remember that these were Southern folks. These are country folks. let me say that differently. Country folks.
Mm.
And there is Leroy, which is my older brother's name is Leroy.
Mm.
L-E, capital R. So capital L-E,
mm-hmm.
capital R-O-Y.
Mm.
But if you are country, if your people were country, they spelled it out and it was Lee, Lee. L-E-E space capital R-O-Y. It was Leroy, Dewey and Louie, the Selman brothers. And to be clear, still the greatest defensive lineman in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history. That includes Sapp and company. Everybody since, none of them, having watched them all, none of them is on par with Leroy Selman. He was a bad, bad dude. He was 063 was a bad, bad dude. Mm. All right. So we'll take a break. That's three.
That's three.
So we have two more to give away. I will have another trivia question for you when you come back, and we'll give away another one. As a matter of fact, then we'll give away one of those. It's strawberry daiquiri. That's the one that's there.
Let's check during the break. I know we have pina colada.
Pina colada. So we'll give away for your weekend. And I will tell you what's best for this. If you have some vanilla ice cream in your refrigerator and it needs some love, it needs pairing, it needs something of value, this cake that we're about to give away is it. So we'll throw it to break. DP, Austin Norman, Old School on the Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. So you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel. An official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.